You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Jackie Alarcon grew up in the Mission District in the 70s and 80s. As a teenager, she started working with youth as a tutor, so it's no real surprise that today she helps students teach each other at Galileo High School as a peer resources instructor. In this final installment of our series, It Takes a School, we'll hear how even a major health scare can't help Miss Jackie from the work she loves.
When I come to the table with all my stuff correct, that's what I expect from all of you. I don't accept anything less from myself than I expect from you. Is that like clear? And I know we're on the last days and you could be like, well, whatever. But this is life, baby. This is life.
My full name is Jacqueline Alarcon, but I go by Jackie. And I am a peer resource teacher.
You don't know what that domino effect is of education that you laid on them, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, and you won't see it. They're not gonna come back and say thank you. I mean, I got a few of you that come back and say thank you, but I got some of you that go off into the world and I have to pretend what is your story in my head. You know what I mean?
I'm excited to be in her class. And after like third period, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to fourth period. That's Miss Jackie's class.
I'm an old school peer resource teacher, so I still have my my roots in peer-to-peer education. And what that means is the students decide what they want to educate their community with, and then I help them develop that.
Just know that this work changes lives. You don't know whose life you changed.
It's not like a conventional class, I would say. It's different, and it's a really, like a new way of learning.
There's deep thinking, and then there's surface thinking. I want you to dig deeper about what did it really feel like to teach.
She teaches like stuff that actually helps us in life.
When you go in thinking you're great, there's no room for improvement. And everyone did not start out great, right?
I run it like a family, so they work in teams. So they actually have to be responsible for their own place in the team. And when someone doesn't show up, I don't fill in.
She's got other people, and some of them people she has to drag around, and that ain't fair. That's a lot of weight. You gotta carry your own weight and then some.
Honestly, like, I feel like this is the only things that I have learned in school that's actually gonna help me in life.
You're not gonna remember the quadratic formula. You're gonna remember teamwork. You're gonna remember how to communicate with your employees.
And if you keep up and you remember the skills you learned in here, they do translate in real life. And that's something I don't want you to forget.
Some people feel like programs like this ain't important. And sometimes this is the class that makes them come that day. I'm just saying.
It should be a big deal. It's a big... That's a big accomplishment. And if you want to finish the rest of your life and move on, it's really hard to do that without a high school diploma.
I grew up on 21st in Alabama. I went to school on Florida and Alabama Street. I went to high school on Dolores Street. It was my little neighborhood. All the jobs I had were within that community.
We didn't have the cell phone. You know, when you forgot a report at home from school, you could call your mama. Can you come bring it to me?
You know, I have a hard time with all the gentrification that has gone on. It's really hard to swallow when people want to go eat down there. I'm like, no, it's really hard because I just think we never thought it would never be there. And it's not there no more. You know, it's a different place.
Okay, wait a second. That's my good paper. What are you doing?
I became an art student. It totally flip-flopped my whole major and all of that. So I thought, well, what am I going to do with that? Not much. And applied for a job. And it was called a peer resource coordinator. And I thought, okay, I don't know what that is, but I'm sure I can figure it out.
It's very impactful when you let your vulnerability, you kind of expose yourself, and people see that and they're like, okay, they respect that.
My friends found a teaching credential and a master's program, a 2-year program, And I did it. Almost broke me. That master's program and working full time, it kicked my behind. It almost took me out. I had to question, what am I doing? I didn't feel smart enough. What am I doing here after all these years of being out of school? But it reminded me, it kept me remembering how my students must feel, you know, when they don't know something. So it was actually a good thing because I don't forget that feeling. Especially if people in your life have let you down, you have no reciprocation of, well, you know, these adults in my life have told me this, they've stuck it out and they've done it. If you haven't learned that young, it's a hard lesson to learn. And we all come with different versions of that.
The kids will open up to her in ways that they won't open up to other teachers, in part because she shares some background with some of the kids. She admits to being a difficult student in high school.
Now I want you to sit back and think about, what did that feel like? And you're putting yourself in someone else's shoes, your teacher's shoes, correct?
I'm Henry McTay, and I'm not sure when Jackie moved into the room next door to me. But more than a dozen years, I would say.
Okay, mister, you went to In-N-Out instead of class?
He doesn't go to class with Jackie. He just doesn't go.
There's a certain kind of teacher who hated high school, and they're the best teachers because they don't want their classes to be like the classes we hated.
But I hope you know you're a team. Your successes are together and your failures are together.
I've seen her help students grow and mature.
Because then, instead of you bringing your butt in here, you decided to continue to stay out there. Not a good choice.
Most of my teachers, they sugarcoat stuff. And she tells me straight up. Even though it's like, it could be harsh to hear, but she made me realize that it's better to hear the truth than, you know, what you want to hear.
That's what I'd rather. Instead of, it's not my fault, blah, blah, blah. Who do I blame?
My mom.
Who do I know?
Miss Jackie, like, keeps it real. Like, a lot of teachers, they try to fit what, like, the teacher standards are. Like, oh, I have to do this because I'm a teacher. Miss Jackie's like, nah.
You create your own problems by doing that. You think of sixth period as a time that you can miss, and you can't.
She gets on me when she has to, and she let me know what I'm doing right. She keeps it 100 with me, and she don't sugarcoat anything.
You got really good information to give, and then you just on your phone like it ain't nothing. I learned my chops from my mom. You know, the technical stuff, peer resources trained us, but all the fill-in stuff, it's the way my mom ran our family. You know, it's simple things. And I'm a big believer that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. And I hold my students accountable. That is no longer popular. It's, ooh, you're mean and you're this. I don't know who's raising these kids, but we were raised that when you start something, you finish it. And even if we said, but we don't like it, my mother's like, well, you don't have to sign up again, but you definitely got to finish what you started.
Listen, if you made like the journey from your country to here, make it worth it. Make like all the money, all the suffering in your family, make it worth it, because you know, you gotta make somebody out of yourself, and fooling around is not gonna get you there. And then they listened to me.
They did. Like, you got there, you could feel the mood change, and you know what? Those moments make it worth it.
We run a club called Dreamers Club. It's like Latinos who come from like different places and who are just new to our country.
Hey, don't forget potluck tomorrow for Dreamers.
The whole Latino students come to her room and we stay there. We eat lunch after school. And yeah, so it's part of us.
Your English is really good. You have to be proud of yourself. That's only 2 years of speaking English. That's really good. My parents were born here. My parents speak English. I didn't have to translate for my parents. I didn't start school not knowing the language. I mean, there's a lot of privilege I have that I don't focus on, but connecting with the Dreamers reminds me of the privilege I do have.
They are not giving me money, like,
So you want to work.
So that's I have to work.
Work and go to high school.
She knows a lot of what Latinos experience in this country. So she understands me and what I have, what my problems are. So I can talk to her comfortable, and she's gonna give me a really good advice because she knows how Latino life is here.
There's things I can say and do because of who I am and what I look like. They're looking at someone that looks back at them that looks like them. And I think that it does offer some comfort.
Bye, mijo. Oh, okay, I won't see you then.
Bye.
Okay, bye, have fun this weekend. Be safe. You know, some of you, you have your life planned out and it's gonna go this way and you better do this. And you know, sometimes it throws you a curveball. But you gotta be ready to catch whatever it throws your way, and you're not gonna catch everything, and that's also okay. You cannot fall apart.
2 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. I have leukemia, and I left for Thanksgiving vacation and never came back. You think you're never gonna hear those words, not you. And then firecrackers were kind of going off in my head, and I just thought, wow, I thought shit just got real. Okay, this is real. And then I'm thinking, yeah, I'm supposed to be at work by Monday. What am I gonna tell the kids?
I remember moments that changed me, but I'll never know them. And that's okay.
I had long hair. That was my crowning glory. I felt like that was the only pretty thing about me. And then to lose that, who am I? I was always Jackie, the Mexican with the long hair. And to then be bald, I didn't quite know who I was.
Not everyone's at a moment in their life when they're able to hear it. You know, they hear it, but they're not hearing it like in their soul. All of that goes into teaching. And every day you don't feel fantastic, right? But when you go out there to do the presentation, you've got to just, you know, roll with it.
I don't know who I am. Like not being here at school, you know? So I could hardly wait to get back to work. I mean, I never thought I'd say those words before, but wait till something's taken away from you. But I wanted to come back. I came back earlier than any of the doctors wanted me to, but I promised them I would take it easy, and it's hard to take it easy in this job.
Someday I'm not gonna be cool enough to do this job, and someone really needs to tell me, okay, I think it's time for you to retire. I hope someone does that when it's time.
I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna be like, Jackie,
it's time to hang up my pencil. It's time to put my pencil and ruler away.
That's Jackie L.R. Khan, a peer resources instructor at Galileo High School in San Francisco. That story was reported and produced by KALW's Beau Walsh. It was the last in our limited series called It Takes a School, honoring some of the unsung heroes making a difference in our kids' lives. You can listen to the whole series at KALW.org.